Welcome to Season 5 of the Stories in the Cemetery podcast. For the 2024 season, this podcast is going to cover the pitfalls and celebrations of paranormal equipment, new locations, and some of the big questions that we should be asking about the paranormal. This is not a paranormal TV show, and we won't fabricate paranormal evidence for the sake of Hollywood. Each episode will also have a blog post with audio, pictures, and video for you to follow along with. You can also find Stories in the Cemetery on social media platforms of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Let's get into today's story in the cemetery with your host and lead investigator, Nicholas McGurr.
Welcome to episode 49, guys. I wanted to do a quick episode for you while I'm working on a few projects, and this episode is going to be the 2023 prediction reveal from all the Moonface study that I did back in July of 2023. And at the end of that episode, I did some predictions for the remaining date of 2023 that would be the best time to do paranormal investigations. That episode for the 110 investigation study that I did is episode number 43, if you wanted to go back and kind of do a quick recap. Of course, I'm going to list the dates of my predictions and see how accurate they actually were in this episode, so we're going to be covering a lot of that. But this moon phase analytical study, it started due to the question if a full moon affects paranormal activity. What I discovered while going through this data was that I collected a lot of information from the interactive ghost hunting experiences. And I think that the amount of data that I'm collecting can be very useful for other paranormal investigative teams and obviously any other solo investigators like myself. The data that I record for each and every experience includes the following. And of course, this is an updated list because I've realized with some of the data that I was collecting, I needed more to kind of collaborate with the rest of the data for the moon phase study. So I do collect, obviously, the date. That's an obvious one. Any paranormal investigator should be writing down the date of their investigations. The temperature and weather conditions. I'm not going to list through all of the weather conditions that I will put in the report, but that will be a little bit later on. We're going to discuss like where all this information goes. I record the moon phase and the percentage of the moon. And that was obviously the main focus for what that 110 investigative study was intended for. The K index factor at the start of the investigation. What I've realized with this, if you've been looking at anything, because I've mentioned K index on a few other episodes, for 2024 investigations, I began averaging out the 2.5 hour investigation K index number. So that way we had an average for the entire investigation. The paranormal tools that are used and the number of ghost hunters, excluding myself, that were involved with the investigation. On top of all of this data that I just spewed out at you of what I collect on every investigation, I have the opportunity to measure how active these investigations are with the help of the CITSI scoring system. So if this is the first time that you're hearing about the CITSI scoring system because you're new to the podcast or you don't follow me on social media, the CITSI scoring system allows me to take the measurement and then apply it to specific conditions to see if any of the conditions I just listed have a better effect on the investigation as a whole. But the CITSI scoring system gives us a really good ratio of, did we have any activity at all? Was it below average? What's the average? Above? So forth and so on. The CITSI scoring system is currently available through the Paranormal Investigation Workbook. I just published the second edition for 2024. Some of the bonus features of that, it includes more tips and tricks of ghost hunting, the appendix to do the formulas to fill in the scoring sheets for each of your investigations is a bit more detailed, and I also added in enough worksheets to do 20 investigations for 2024 versus the 12. I've also lowered the initial price point of the Paranormal Investigation Workbook down to $19.99. This is not a sales pitch. I guess it kind of is. But at the same token, I don't put in ads or commercials into my podcast. So obviously, I'm going to give a little pitch of some of the projects that I've been working on. The Paranormal Investigation Workbook, I just got my copy in last week. It looks fantastic. And I can't wait for other teams to, you know, begin using it more. I had a pretty good response from it in 2023 with some people emailing me back and asking me questions, which is super great. It's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to collaborate with other investigative teams about how to alter, obviously, the CITSI scoring system. With the technology that we have that's innovating year after year, obviously, the Paranormal Investigation Workbook will adapt to any new experiments that Stories in the Cemetery is performing. Along with what I'm going through with the charts right now for the 2023 investigations as a whole throughout the entire year, I'm realizing one major factor that I cannot possibly measure. After doing literally hundreds of investigations, it's the team that I have on a nightly basis, because that team changes with you. The interactive ghost hunting experience is not Stories in a Cemetery's team. It is me as a lead investigator taking strangers on a paranormal investigation around the city of Charleston. That team has the biggest influence about what they bring to the team and how they're able to look at the evidence in real time. It is absolutely amazing what these people have come up with, and it has been an honor for me to be able to lead them into showing them different methods and tactics and how there's no such thing as coincidence in the paranormal world. I will also say that adding one super skeptic into the mix, and it seems that the spirit activity will lack both in real time and during the spot checks of the media afterwards. I always invite skeptics to come along with the interactive ghost hunting experiences, and I hate to say I usually, you know, slump my shoulders when somebody wants to tell me right away that they're not a true believer, that they were dragged there by their wife or their husband or their son or daughter or by a family member. We'll just put it out there. But at the same time, the only thing I ask of them is have some fun, learn some new technology pieces, and soak in all the history, because Charleston is chock full of it. However, that one super skeptic, it was non-convertible. For me to be able to convert them into any type of believer, it definitely shows when I'm doing the CITSI scoring system worksheet for that investigation at the end of the night. So folks, one day, hopefully, I will be able to measure if the people that were on these investigative tours were giving an influence to the evidence. With the collected data from every investigation, I'm starting the first paranormal almanac of its kind. It will include all 195 investigations from 2023 and an analysis of each of the criteria collected that I mentioned at the top of this episode. With this paranormal almanac, I'm hoping this information will be just as useful with the moon phases, the new factor of K-index, and using similar tools to what I have in my toolkit for other investigators to help predict their own investigative dates for a more active investigation. The paranormal almanac will be the first of its kind, since it will be collecting all of this data. And I was influenced by doing this 110 investigation moon study last year. So I decided to put it all together and let's see how it goes. I've gotten a pretty decent response from social media. I've had some DMs and emails come to me with questions of what it'll include. I wanted to include initially some extra articles from you in the almanac, in the same fashion of other almanacs that provide expertise articles based on the theme of the almanac. Instead, I've decided that I'm going to still ask for writers for the 2025 Paranormal Almanac. And I understand that the 2024 edition is coming out a bit late, but this idea came out a bit late. So bear with me here, folks. I'm working on it. It is a lot of data to go through and a lot of interpreting what the data means for each individual month. And when I'm looking at analyzing the data and pitting it against each other to see which factors that I'm collecting are influencing our paranormal investigations the most. I hope you'll find it useful. Of course, I will do a huge announcement. Who knows, I may even do a separate podcast episode just on the findings of this book and, of course, the release date of this paranormal almanac. So if you are a writer and you have an expertise in the paranormal field, I would like to chat with you. And when I say expert in the field, I'm looking for methodology, specific types of equipment, mediumship, or anything else that does not hold religious value or a specific location in mind. You can email me at storiesinthecemetery@gmail.com. It's very simple. Put something in the header that alerts me that you are a writer and you would like to work on the 2024 edition Paranormal Almanac by adding a very substantial article. Let's get into the predictions from episode 43 to see if I was actually correct. Okay, so let's get into it. I'm going to just go through these. It actually starts in the month of June, if you recall, and I will just briefly talk about each one to see how close I actually was with my predictions. And we'll kind of take it from there, and there'll be a full recap at the end of this episode. So starting off with June, June 11th, 2023 was my prediction for the most active day in June. However, there was no investigation that day, more than likely due to weather. Closest investigation dates to the predicted date were June 10th and June 12th. Two dates were literally wrapped around June 11th. So June 10th had a score of 34, which turns out to be average. And June 12th had a score of 23, which is below average. So I'm going to say that I didn't really, you know, hit it on the head with this one. We did not end up with an above average within the closest times to my predicted date of June 11th. Moving on to July. July 10th was the date. Again, no investigation to score, more than likely due to weather. The closest dates to July 10th that did have an investigation were July 9th, the day before. It had a score of 33. So that averages, that score comes out to be an average score on the CITSI scoring system. The next closest date after July 10th was July 15th. I guess we had some pretty rainy weather during that time. The score then was a 48, which turns out to be an above average date. However, it is still 5 days away from the predicted date of July 10th. The next predicted date was August 9th. There was an investigation on that particular evening. The score was 38, and that turns out to be an average score on the CITSI scoring system. Predicted date for September was the 13th. There was no investigation that evening. Closest dates to the 13th that did have an investigation were September 9th, with a score of 42. That's 4 days prior to September 13th, and 42 still turns out to be an average score. The day after the predicted date, September 14th, had a score of 50, which comes out to be an above average score on the CITSI scoring system. So pretty happy with that one. That actually is probably the highest thing that we've seen so far. October, the date was October 13th. The score was a 27. Which turns out to be a below average activity date on the CITSI scoring system. So October obviously is a below average. Moving on to November. November 12th was the date. The score of that investigation was a 41. That is an average activity score on the CITSI scoring system. There were two dates for December. December 9th was my prediction. That had a score of 35, which turns out to be an average activity investigation on the CITSI scoring system. December 10th was the next date that I predicted, and there was no investigation to score. Now, I'd like to go over some of the averages and what this actually looks like and why I wanted to do this. If we look at the actual prediction dates and the scores of their, and you know, you average them out, it turns out to be a 35, which still turns out to be an average activity investigation score on the CITSI scoring system. So I don't want to say I'm like super happy with that because I would love to have obviously above average numbers for this. And then the dates that were closest to prediction dates because there were no investigations on the actual prediction date, that average turned out to be a 38. So that is an average activity investigation for the CITSI scoring system. The reason why I wanted to share these is because, I promised you that I would keep my promises. Secondly, it shows that the CITSI scoring system and the moon phase study, I don't feel like the CITSI scoring system needs to be adjusted to fit the mold here of what looks like an average investigation versus what's below and above and so forth and so on. I think I've got that pretty much nailed down. Been pretty proud of that, actually, and been able to watch a lot of paranormal shows and investigations and see how my system works, along with on the interactive ghost hunting experience. I think the only adjustments that need to be made are by adding in our new technology year after year. However, I feel like predicting the most active dates using moon phases obviously needs some work, since we're still sitting in the average amount of activity. That's why I want to create this paranormal almanac. I think if we learn how to read the perigee and apogee orbits of the moon and factor in K-index, number of investigators, tools used, and the weather, we'll be able to better predict year after year. We have to start somewhere. And that's where the Paranormal Almanac is coming into play. I believe the CITSI scoring system is a great start to us furthering our knowledge of the activity we're already getting. The Paranormal Almanac is going to include 195 investigations in total. I don't know the exact number of the investigations that will have the K-index scoring on them, but I would say it's a pretty good number. Probably 60 to 70% of those investigations will have a K-index score next to them, so I can start learning about that and relaying the information back to you, paranormal investigators, about how it can affect EMF around us, indoors, outdoors. If you're not familiar with K-index, there will be articles on K-indexing inside this year's Paranormal Almanac. I will have to explain it because it is a new thought process for us to be able to study. I'm still curious on the moon and how it affects us, and it's been very interesting to go through this data. A lot of what I found so far with the scoring is that it still kind of lines up with what I found with my moon phase study in episode 43. Guys, I would love to know your comments about this Paranormal Almanac. I want to have you check out the CITSI scoring system through the Paranormal Investigation Workbook and get some feedback. Of course, you can always email me at storiesinthecemetery@gmail.com. But I've been on TikTok pretty heavily lately, and I know there's a lot of talk these days about TikTok maybe shut down in the next few months. But I've been introduced to it. I love it. I've been posting up a few videos here and there, and it actually allows me to continue to create and tell story, which is what I'm trained to do. Learn history, tell story, and research. That's what I love about being a paranormal researcher. It encompasses all of the traits that I've been trained to do already with a passion. Anyway, I'll get off the soapbox. These scores just show that I need to do more work on this almanac to be able to help you predict your investigations to get the most activity out of them and to learn how to study it using the CITSI scoring system. Again, if you have questions, I want to hear back from you. storiesinthecemetery@gmail.com. I greatly appreciate you listening in on this very short episode, but I just wanted to fulfill my promise of revealing my predictions to see how accurate I was going to be. I'm not disappointed. It just shows I need to work harder, study harder, and do more investigations. Guys, that's it. Thanks. I'll be out with another episode shortly. I want to come up with an episode where I discuss the don'ts of Hollywood paranormal investigations. I've been watching a lot of these shows in the past 6 to 9 months, and I've got a lot of pet peeves, as I'm sure a lot of you do as well. And I think new investigators coming into this field and wanting to get a little scared and, you know, have some fun with the thrill of finding their first EVP, I think they need to know a few things. Be on the lookout for that episode. Make sure you subscribe on Spotify to Stories in the Cemetery. I'll be around soon, guys. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Stories in the Cemetery podcast. Be sure to check out the blog post for this episode at storiesinthecemetery.com, where you'll find our full studies into the paranormal field. You are greatly appreciated, and your host, Nicholas McGurr, would like you to stay in touch through his social media platforms of TikTok, Facebook, or YouTube. Here you'll find updates on his latest work and changes to the interactive ghost hunting experiences in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. Until next time, stay haunted and let's go ghost hunting.